This is CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired September 19th, 2025. The Child Witness Center is a Kitchener-based organization which provides support to young victims or witnesses to crime or abuse. Among their activities, the organization provides referrals to counseling services, provides education, guidance, and support through police investigations and court processes, and provides strategies for coping and safety planning. As Robin Heald, the executive director of the Child Witness Center, said to CKMS News, these children are, quote, perhaps having the worst day of their lives, unquote. The organization has two main programs, the Child Youth Advocacy Center, which provides supports for children and families during the initial stages of an investigation, and the Child Witness Program, which continues support through the entire court process. With the high demand for their services, the organization was proud to announce in March of this year that they eliminated their waitlist through grant writing, lobbying, and local fundraising. It was the first time in the organization's 40-year history that there was no waitlist for services. However, their Child Victims Can't Wait campaign continues to make sure the Child Witness Center programs are always available when new children need access to them. During this year's Doors Open Waterloo Region on Saturday, September 20th, Child Witness is opening its doors to the public for the first time in the organization's decades-long history to spread awareness about the work done to support child victims or witnesses of crime or abuse. This show features an interview with Robin Heald, the executive director of the Child Witness Center.
I'm Robin Heald from Child Witness Center. I'm the executive director.
What role does your organization play in the legal system, and why the focus on kids?
Our children come to us from a variety of different points, but most of the time at the very beginning of the investigation process, where they're perhaps having the worst day of their lives, and they are joining us at our Child Youth Advocacy Center to have an investigation interview and, of course, all the supports that we can possibly give them.
And what kind of services do you offer?
We have two different programs that are client-serving for trauma. One of them is Child Youth Advocacy Center, where we have a wraparound team in place supporting children and their families as they come in for their investigation process. We support them for roughly 3 months during that process, giving them referrals and all of the resources that are geared to their age and stage, and of course the type of trauma they're going through. After charges are laid, which happens about 11 times a week in our catchment area of Kitchener, Waterloo, Wellington, Guelph area, we bring them over to our Child Witness Program, where we support them through that entire judicial process, which can last months or many years. And what we do is we walk with them on that incredibly treacherous journey where they navigate court updates. They learn about the court system. They learn about the courtroom itself. We actually have a remote testimony space at our Duke Street building. And we're so excited to be opening the doors of both of our spaces on Saturday, which we have never done before for Doors Open, where people can come in to see our remote testimony room at Duke or our investigation rooms over in the Camino Wellness Building.
Now, I understand you have eliminated your wait list this year. What does that mean for the organization's mission?
Well, before we had the waitlist eliminated, during the time frame from the middle of 2022 to March of this year, we had over 500 children waiting for service with us. And the challenge is when children have to wait for those supports, the trauma gets more reinforced and they're more likely to have complex PTSD instead of a more simple traumatic response. And it's really important to us to provide that service as swiftly as we possibly can. We were able to scale up our budget and we're just on that brink of not having a wait list. And we're really excited about that. So as children come into our door, we're able to serve them right away.
With austerity affecting so many organizations, how did you manage to do that boost in your budget and get that waitlist reduced?
There were a few different components. We lobbied very hard, and we were able to increase our allocated government funding a very small amount. So we were able to raise that by 35,000, which allowed us to serve 35 more children as they came in the door per year. And we also wrote a lot of grants. And then, of course, the community came through for us. So they attended our pancake lunch or donated or had an event on our behalf. And though all of those pieces put together and many, many more were the tiny cogs in the wheel that made it so that every one of our children get service. We had last year 1,088 children, and that is a lot of children to serve immediately upon coming in through the door. And our hope is this fiscal year that we continue being able to serve them throughout the year right away, if we're able to stay on our toes well enough and keep those dollars coming in throughout the entire year.
Why are you participating in Open Doors Waterloo Region, and what do you hope residents gain from attending these locations?
I was a child victim and witness many, many years ago, and we didn't have supports back then. And so many of your viewers are in that same understanding of what victim services looks like. And what we want to do is reshape that. We want people to realize that victim services have come a long, long way since then, where we're providing incredible supports for these families. And there's a safe haven for them here with Child Witness Center. We are so excited to have people in both of our spaces to come have a look. So this Saturday, September 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we're opening the doors for both of our spaces. We're opening the doors of our Child Youth Advocacy Center in the Camino Building at 400 Queen Street South, where people can come in, check out the investigation and family rooms, and see how that part of it works. And then they can pop over to our Duke Street address, where we have our Child Witness Building. And that's where we host remote testimony. So children, when they are survivors these days, they very often don't have to take one step into a courtroom. We have a very comfortable room with remote testimony capability, and they are able to testify from here instead of at the different courthouses in our region.
Robin Heald then expanded a bit more on the organization's services.
It's a terrifying experience to sit on a witness stand, absolutely terrifying. And we do so many things to make that much more comfortable for our children and youth. We have Monet, our facility dog, who is very often assigned to these cases as well when the survivor has an affinity for four-legged furry friends. And having the absolute comfort of someone at your side, whether you choose to be on the witness stand or whether you're in a remote testimony room, when you're traveling the most difficult part of the journey, having that is incredible. We're also expecting within the next month to get a new facility dog for our Child Youth Advocacy Center, where the children who are coming in for those investigation interviews will have the option of having a four-legged furry friend at their side for that part, where they can take those pauses and pet their new friend and take the time that they need to answer the questions that are the most challenging questions you could possibly imagine.
That was an interview with Robin Heald, the Executive Director of the Child Witness Center. Check out childwitness.com for more information on the organization, or visit them during Doors Open Waterloo Region on September 20th, 2025. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.